Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Sunday, April 30th edition of the DC Daily Drop. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And we're going to be talking about The Flash, Season 3, Episode 19, The Once and Future Flash. You have been spoiler warned. In this episode, Barry travels to the future to find out Savitar's still unknown identity in the hopes of saving Iris. Upon his arrival in 2024, Barry encounters future versions of his Team Flash friends, who following the death of Iris have become very different people, profoundly impacted by their showdown with Savitar. It will be up to Barry to infuse a sense of hope back into the team as he proves to be the hero his future friends have been waiting for. Meanwhile, back in 2017, the hunt for Killer Frost continues.
Yeah, so this was a pretty good, strong return back to The Flash. We've been off for a few weeks, but like Supergirl that we talked about yesterday, they came back pretty strong, pretty good. This was an enjoyable episode. It's always kind of cool when they can go to the future or past or some sort of like kind of Elseworld and just see what would go wrong or what has gone different based on kind of the crazy stuff. So that's something fun that you obviously could do with The Flash and his powers, and they definitely don't hold back on the crazy in this one.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for Elseworld stories. So alternate realities, whatever you want to call them, I love seeing them because basically you can do whatever you want and it doesn't really matter. You know, like you're kind of limited when you've got a TV show every episode to you've got to move things along gradually. You can't do anything crazy one episode because then there would be repercussions going forward. In when you travel to a different, you know, travel to the future, you can do whatever you want. Although I will say the only thing I know it was the point of the episode, but I wish Barry wouldn't just mope around for 7 years if something did happen to Iris. I'd like to think that this Barry is better than that, but I think for the point of the story, it made sense to show him like that. Like, this is what could happen if your worst nightmare occurred.
Yeah, definitely. And it opens up right like where the last episode left off, and so it almost would have worked better if there wasn't the break between, just because you could watch these episodes back to back and it would feel like one episode.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird little quirk there, because it's almost like, you know, let's pick right up from the action from 4 weeks ago.
Right. So Killer Frost, or Caitlin, is full out Killer Frost in the lab, just like we left it at the end of the last episode, and they're hiding from them, and HR and Cisco start singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, which I thought was kind of funny. It's always infuse a little bit of humor into, you know, these situations where in real life you probably think you're about to die, but, you know, it's a TV show. They know they're not going to die. anyways, so Barry decides that once Killer Frost escapes and she's running around, we have a crazy killer on the loose in the city. This is probably a good time for me to just hop into the future. I'll be back in a little bit. Nothing could possibly go wrong that would trap me in the future or make anything bad happen. So I'm just going to go over there.
I thought that was actually smart, because he's right. He can travel right back to where he left. So it's not like he's delaying
right
what's going on to Killer Frost. I thought it made sense because he can actually go and find out if there's a way to help.
Yeah, it would be totally different if he didn't come right back at the same instant. So that's the only thing that makes it actually work. And so he goes to the future, and Mirror Master and Top just happen to be right where he pops out. And so it was kind of cool to see them back again. They were interesting villains of the week a while back, and I always like the visual effects that they do with Top when she does her Vertigo stuff to you.
I'm a big fan of returning villains, so I like when they kind of establish a relationship with Barry and you can see them battling multiple times rather than just having the freak of the week always.
Yeah, definitely. And they have like the ongoing dialogue between them because they know about the Flash, obviously. And so we get to see all the things that have kind of gone wrong because of Iris dying and Barry not saving her. And so everything is shut down. Star Labs is shut down. Wally's in a wheelchair. Cisco doesn't have any hands. Barry becomes emo in the future and doesn't do anything.
Yeah, this was a really dark future.
Yeah.
Way worse than the Flashpoint reality.
Yeah.
That you know, Barry, you know, Wally just wasn't healing fast, and Barry decided to get away from that timeline. So he obviously is going to do whatever he can to avoid this, even though, you know, he seemingly has learned his lesson by now not to mess with time too much, but
yeah,
he's still messing with it.
I think as long as there's a Flash, there's going to be a Flash messing with time.
Yeah, and I kind of like that. That's one of the things that makes the Flash unique is that he can obviously travel through time.
But you know, his main goal in going into the future was to figure out who Savitar really was, and try to use that information to stop him in the past. But the problem is that the future Barry doesn't know who Savitar is at that point either. So, not as helpful maybe, or not the information he was looking for when he got there. Julian is still also there. I don't remember. What is he doing? I think he's kind of just still doing his job.
I don't know. I think so. I don't know. He was in a lab coat. That's all I remember. Randomly doing something.
But he also has Killer Frost still locked up. And she's just been down there for the last 7 years, I guess.
Yeah, apparently. Which means she must have done something pretty bad to be locked up for. And I guess we can talk about Killer Frost now. But this is sort of... I'm sort of losing interest in the whole Killer Frost storyline. Mainly because they've never described why she is evil when she uses her powers, whereas nobody else is that way. Like Cisco is not, when he vibes, he doesn't become bad. So I guess we're just supposed to assume that it's, you know, a Jekyll and Hyde situation. But it's just strange to see her change like that and just be, you know, she has all her memories. She knows these people, but she's just apparently...
Yeah, and they've used the Barry can like talk her out of it thing before already, and so it's kind of confusing when then he can't talk her out of it. Like, what makes this time worse? What makes her more Killer Frost? Yeah, it's kind of confusing, and it's still confusing. Like, why does she have these powers on this Earth in this timeline? But
I'm just curious to see. You know, I guess I'm curious to where this is going to end up, because I don't think either of us expect Caitlin to be a full-on villain for too long, but they've got to do something to resolve that. I would assume Barry could just run that necklace around her at super speed pretty quick, and it wouldn't be too much of a challenge, but that wouldn't make very interesting storytelling, I guess.
Well, they broke the necklace, didn't they?
Was it destroyed? I saw they showed it a couple times. I couldn't tell if it was destroyed. I thought it was just laying there.
I think they broke it because it looked like it was shattered, but maybe that was like debris from something else. But
okay, you might be right, because they did focus on it for quite a bit there, so I might have just not noticed that.
Yeah,
that it was broken.
So, anyways, but she is locked up, and evidently she knows who Savitar is because she worked with him. But she tells this Barry from the past that I'll never tell you who he is. You're going to be so surprised when you find out. What is that?
If she never tells him, how is he gonna find out? that was a really weird line for her to say. But so she does know Savitar. Obviously, we see how she finds out who Savitar is later. Although we don't find out who Savitar is.
Yeah. And so we've already talked about Wally's in the wheelchair. He went out and tried to find Savitar, and something bad happened to him, and he's not talking to people. But Barry decides he needs to go back to the past, but we find out that Cisco has been keeping him in the future, which, I mean, it's understandable because things are pretty bad, and like the first glimmer of hope in 7 years has showed up. Well, not 7 years, but yeah, 7 years has showed up for the first time. And so to me, it's understandable that Cisco is keeping him there, especially since when he goes back, it'll be right at the same time. It's not like he has a time limit.
Right. What'd you think of Cisco? He was kind of the star of this episode at times. What'd you think of him?
Yeah. As much as I love goofy, funny Cisco, he is really good being serious sometimes too, and it's really good to see that side of him. Yeah, I liked him a lot in this episode, and he's one of my favorite characters, and so getting to see more of him is never a bad thing for me.
He's so sad, but yet you still see a glimmer of the Cisco we know in there, which was kind of cool. Like, he's super sad and just like is keeping Barry here without him knowing. But yet you still really root for him and just feel bad for him.
Yeah, you can see like he wants to be fun again, wants to do good things again. But we also get to see HR is now a romance novel author and is not having problems with the ladies, evidently. I thought that was pretty funny.
No, he's the one who's who apparently has benefited the most
right.
from Iris's death.
So they get the whole team back up together, giving a team up again to take down Mirror Master and Top. And conveniently enough, there's two villains, and so future Barry has to come, and they split up, and they each get their own villain to take care of. And Cisco is able to Cisco something to make that circle of metal do, I don't really understand what it was doing, but it did something that made it so that they could could beat them. But it was just cool. It's like you just kind of like the glory days of Team Flash when they were just doing like Freak of the Week and they didn't have to worry about anything. It was just kind of going back to their roots, and it was nice to see everybody kind of reconciled in the future.
Yeah, what'd you think of the new suit and the older Barry?
Yeah, it's got a bigger lightning bolt. No, it looks cool. I think he like intentionally changed his voice so you could easily tell him apart too. So like his voice has gotten a little deeper.
Yeah, and he had some stubble on his face too.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It would be cool to see kind of this. Not, I don't know. Barry, like, he's been through enough stuff now that he's kind of hardened. He's not like just a little kid anymore. So it's kind of weird to see him even more grown up than he is now, because you think of him as pretty grown up right now, but when you see the future Barry, you understand that he's still even now in 2017 kind of a kid, and he has gone through a lot of hard stuff, but there's some harder stuff that he hasn't gone through yet. So it was cool to see what that version of Barry would look like.
Yeah, although I mean, he was quite dark. Like I said before, I kind of hoped he wouldn't be that. He wouldn't, you know, just stop. Obviously, he must have been Flash for a while longer, because it was 2020 that he finally stopped Savitar.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, he disbanded Team Flash and everything, and that's kind of, you'd think he wouldn't do that. You think he would have learned about that by now. And I thought future Barry coming back seemed kind of like, oh, just I heard you guys talking. I wanted to. Come do it. You need another speedster. Like, yeah. if he's been doing nothing for 4 years, I didn't see anything there that would convince him. But maybe seeing his team get back together was enough. I guess I will pretend that is enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy way out. But to wrap up this storyline in this one episode, in not having the full episode dedicated to it, basically, it made sense.
Right.
So after they. Everybody's hunky-dory again in the future, and the team's all back together. Future Barry, talks to past Barry about something that's probably pretty important. He explains how he actually did catch Savitar eventually. He needed help from a physicist, and I don't remember her name, but we'll probably meet her at some point, I'm assuming. But she helped him build a speed trap, and he has some, I don't know, piece of something that has information on it that he gives the past Barry. He's like, maybe this will help.
I think it was a futuristic hard drive.
Yeah.
Maybe? I think something like that.
Just a really cool looking thumb drive. But yeah, that is kind of cool. They've introduced maybe a new way to take down Savitar that we haven't thought about. Like, there's finally some way that they could actually defeat Savitar in the past. So that's exciting.
Yeah, we finally got a way to potentially stop Savitar. So I think that is where we're going to be headed in the future, although looks like we'll run into other complications in the meantime. So, yeah, I guess we can talk about next week's episode and the stinger. We see Caitlin meeting Savitar, and he reveals himself. He's the god of speed, but he has the slowest suit to
run. Oh my gosh.
I realize it's done for dramatic heft, but it's pretty funny how slow it took for him to get out of there. And then we see nothing but his leg.
And the next week's episode is called I Know Who You Are. And in the trailer, we see Barry say that line to Savitar. And we saw Savitar come out of the suit in this one. So I'm assuming that probably not going to find out who he is in the next episode.
Probably not. Yeah, I guess we'll finally figure out who Savitar is. Do you want to make any last minute guesses?
Well, okay. So my running theory was that Wally was going to be Savitar. But that doesn't seem to make sense anymore. But maybe it still could. I don't know. Now I'm thinking maybe it is Jay Garrick, and he has gone crazy because he took Wally's spot in the Speed Force. Because it was always like, you locked me in the Speed Force and you made me go crazy. And so he's locked in the Speed Force, even though he volunteered for it. And so maybe he is the one in the suit.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do that to Jay Garrick. I don't know. I have reached the point in this season where I'm no longer interested in guessing. they will tell us when they want to tell us, and so I guess hopefully we find out next episode, because I'm not really interested in waiting much longer to figure out who Savitar is. Yep, we've got four more remaining. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they will, because if you find out at the last minute, I think we want to, you know, we got to see Barry's reaction and, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's you, whoever you are.
Yeah.
And how the team reacts to it, and then they can sort of gain some momentum on how to stop him. But any other thoughts?
No, like I said, like Supergirl before, it was a good solid return after the break. I liked it. I like seeing the future. I like my Cisco heavy episodes, so it's a good one.
All right, well, that is all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.